explorers, welcome to Urbodax. Today we're exploring the city of London. It's you, host Jesus, and today we tell you about story, transport, museum, and moments, and gastronomy. Are you ready?
London is the capital city of the UK, and it has a fascinating history that goes way back to millennia. It started as a small village before the Romans came in 43 AD and founded Londinium. Even the Queen Boudica caused trouble in 60 AD. The Romans rebuilt the city and added places like a market and a business center. The area inside the Roman walls is now called the Square Mile or the City.
London went through many changes, like being invaded by Anglo-Saxons and attacked by Vikings. In medieval times, it got crowded and smelly, and the Lord Mayor started being elected. During Tudor times, London became a center of trade, and they even built the famous Globe Theatre. The 17th century had some rough times with the Gunpowder Plot and a big fire, but London kept growing.
In the 18th century, London became a big financial hub. The 19th century, with King Victory, brought even more growth and the first underground train. In the 20th century, South London expanding a lot, facing changes during World War II, and building important monuments like the London Eye.
Let's step into the world of London's captivating museums. In 2015, our top 10 most visited attractions in the UK were in London. From the British Museum dedicated to human history and culture, to the Natural History Museums with lots of natural specimens, London museums are the treasure of knowledge. Have you ever explored the neoclassic beauty of Somerset House or marveled at the artistic masterpiece in the Natural Gallery? The possibilities are endless.
London has an amazing story, with a awesome palace to explore. The Tower of London, where kings and guests lived, and Santa Paul's Cathedral. A super old church are like times machines taking us back to, in time. Then there's the Global Theatre where Shakespeare play come to live. And the modern London Eyes, like a gigantic fairy will be the best views.
Buckingham Palace with the King's Life is a museum especially when they do the changes of the guard. It's like a royal show. Museums like the British Museum with the statues from around the world and the Natural History Museum with dinosaurs make learning super fun. Don't forget the truth. London fits under one time and modern places like the two exhibition centers.
Moving on to our next stop, the exciting world of transport in London. Hold this because there's a lot more to explore. So, Imagine this. You are the London and there are many cold ways to get around. The most famous is the double-decked bus. Hop and sit on the top deck and enjoy the view.
But why? There's more. Ever seen those classic black cabs? London taxis are everywhere. And guess what? London cabs are super clever and keen. So you may learn a thing or two during your ride.
And where's the superstar of London transport, the Underground, or as locals call it, the Tube? Did you know it's the most used transport in London? Yeah, everyone loves the Tube because it's a fast, efficient, and a bit of an adventure.
The journey wouldn't be complete without savoring the culinary delights of London. Have you ever heard of old pea mash? Locally called elsewhere the usual pie filling, but they have been gradually replaced by minced beef.
And when it comes to iconic British cuisine, don't miss the ever popular fish and chips, with fried fish paired with crisp potatoes. London fish and chips shop are part of uniquely British takeaway tradition. The city also has thousands of burger and chicken fast food restaurants. And, of course, nowadays in London is complete with a comforty cup of tea.
Thanks to the capital multicultural popularium, you'll find more than 16 different national cuisines from French, Italian, Spanish, today and Japanese. Indian food is especially popular in Britain and many people often eat at their local curry house.
Thanks all. See you soon.